This news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Good morning. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. Before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court, Joshua Thomas Bishop appeared for an arraignment on an alleged probation violation. He faced two charges, failure to complete 480 hours of community service and failure to pay $196 in attorney fees. The second charge regarding attorney fees was dismissed as they found he did make a payment that day. Bishop pleaded guilty to not completing his community service. His defense cited frequent moves and employment challenges as reasons for the non-completion. The court noted that while a technical violation typically carries up to 45 days, Bishop's prior jail time meant he could face up to 5 years in prison. Ultimately, the court extended Bishop's probation for 1 year under the same conditions, requiring him to provide documentation of completed community service. The judge emphasized the need for Bishop to fulfill his obligations to avoid further legal action. And in Huron County Circuit Court pretrial conference, defendant Gregory Scott Burton appeared via Zoom, not in person, for his case. Burton cited truck mechanical issues as the reason for his absence from the courtroom. The court noted an existing absconding charge and expressed concern over his non-appearance. Defense counsel Dallas Rooney requested a 30-day delay to pursue a plea offer, stating Burton's intent to go to trial. Prosecutor Timothy J. Rakowski did not object to the delay, but highlighted a pattern of delay tactics by Burton requesting the court mandate his physical presence at the next hearing to avoid an absconding warrant. Judge Prill granted a 30-day adjournment, rescheduling the pretrial for June 29th at 10 a.m. The judge stressed that Burton's in-person appearance is mandatory with no excuses and aims to schedule a trial date to conclude the matter before year-end. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be extra careful outdoors as wildfire danger continues to climb across northern Michigan. State officials say warm temperatures, dry vegetation, and a lack of significant rainfall are creating conditions that allow fires to start easily and spread rapidly. Fire danger levels are currently rated high to very high across much of the Upper Peninsula and the Northern Lower Peninsula. The DNR says no meaningful rainfall is expected in the coming days, prompting the agency to suspend permits for burning yard debris in affected northern areas. Residents in southern Michigan are being advised to check local regulations before conducting any outdoor burning. Officials are reminding the public to keep water sources nearby when burning, properly extinguish campfires, avoid activities that could create sparks, and never leave fires unattended. Fireworks should be kept away from wooded areas and dry vegetation. The DNR also advises against burning household trash or hazardous materials and recommends using approved burn barrels when disposing of natural debris. More wild prevention and fire safety information is available through the Michigan DNR. And as Smokey the Bear says, only you can prevent wildfires.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And we're back. The state of Florida has officially filed a sweeping lawsuit against artificial intelligence giant OpenAI, alleging that the company's models have caused distinct psychological and financial harms to its citizens. The state attorney general claims that the platform failed to implement adequate safety guardrails, resulting in the proliferation of defamatory information and predatory data harvesting practices targeting minors. OpenAI has vowed to rigorously defend its technology, issuing a statement emphasizing its ongoing commitment to ethical AI development and rigorous content moderation. Legal experts are watching the case closely, noting that the victory for Florida could set a massive precedent for how state governments regulate tech companies operating within their borders. In a surprising diplomatic development, U.S. President Donald Trump held a high-level phone call with Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharaa to discuss the country's post-war recovery. According to statements released by the Syrian presidency, the conversation focused primarily on economic stabilization, regional security, and the potential easing of long-standing Western sanctions. Al-Sharaa reportedly emphasized to Trump that lifting trade and financial restrictions is a fundamental requirement for Syria to begin rebuilding its shattered infrastructure. The White House has not yet released its official readout of the call, but the dialogue marks a notable shift in American diplomatic engagement in the region. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality, and you could work on them without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh, yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays, I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW-WHS-TV. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Thank you for joining me. I'm Russ Servance from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.